The next item is also from the Health and Human Services Interim Director, requesting authorization to create 6 human service worker pool positions for the Disability Services and the Delinquency and Court Service Divisions. This is referred also to the Personnel, DAS, and Human Resources.
This report recommends to establish 6 human service worker positions and to establish a pool that can be used by either Disability Services or Delinquency and Court Services. And it really kind of rose, kind of looking at the model that DHD has in terms of the nursing pool. Because as we've seen a number of retirements that have occurred over the last 2 years, and some of the challenges we had with getting positions filled in a timely manner, one of the areas we have some very trained, skilled staff who retired that if we had a pool, we would be able to bring them back until such time we were able to fill positions through the recruitment area, through human resources. And particularly in delinquency and court services and disability resource centers, we have revenue, the revenue that delinquency generates in terms of Medicaid revenue, and then disability services, part of their budget is built upon generating Medicaid revenue through time reporting. So when we go for periods of time without staff, we are fiscally at risk. When we have human service workers that have retired, they could come back, they don't need training, they could just pick up, and we could just keep things right on rolling. And sometimes the fiscal sanctions, you know, can be quite significant. We really should have thought about this earlier. We've had audit exceptions in Disability Services Division because we've had caseloads uncovered for periods of time during transition of staff leaving. And the state comes in, even in the single audit, and if they identify that we have not done what we should have done in terms of our proper time reporting or we haven't made appropriate contact with families and staff, the fiscal sanctions can be disallowment of all of the services we provided up to the point that they identify that those caseloads were uncovered. So I think this is a way for us to try to bring back staff, continue to work until such time we are able to fill those positions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My only concern would have been that if you were going to use a pool, that you'd have to have people who were trained in the state intake process. But you're saying that you're using retired people who have been trained.
So. Right. It would be our hope that many individuals who have retired and left would be part of that pool who would have already been trained, and they could come on and fill these vacant positions if they needed to have them. Right now, there were a number of individuals that actually were brought back on a temporary basis to do the duties in several of the departments while we tried to fill vacant positions. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Ms. Lydate, I think the concept is great and useful.
And you briefly touched on the fact that you can almost have like this overlap of the experienced nurses who have retired and then bring on new people to, I guess, help train and prepare for a new workforce. I guess my focus is what I've seen in my short period at the county is we've been reliant on people, I guess, being very protective of their job duties. So when they retire, the county's in a position that we have to go back and hire them again to come back and, you know, fill that position, and we have no concession plan. Mm-hmm. So our hands are tied, and you know, we've never really prepared for the future. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of like an overlap or an ability? Will this allow us that ability to grow a succession plan and keep a vibrant workforce in place?
I think a couple things. These particular positions are more generic. A human service worker could either be a disability services, a delinquency and court services, or a DHD, or in the Department on Aging. Mm-hmm. So they are much more generic type of position. I think those that are more protected have been more special, more specialized, where they're doing very set responsibilities, and I think we saw that in our housing area. I don't think this kind of concept would necessarily work in housing, succession planning as we move forward. With some of the changes that have been made in benefits, we're anticipating that there may be people retiring at the end of the year. And this is not so much an overlap in training, because it's my understanding of a pool position that once someone else comes in, that position goes out. This is more to do those responsibilities until such time you can get it filled. Because many of the programs that we operate, if you miss 1 month of not having contact, you are subjected to a fiscal disallowance. So in the case last year, we saw as many as 10 or 11 human service workers leave at one time, which meant that we had caseloads vacant, no contacts being made for as much as 6 months. So it is really kind of to protect that area. But again, as we move forward, we do need to look at some succession planning. I think the department is looking at that. I think one of the things we don't have is an opportunity to have good upfront investment in training. It's kind of baptism by fire. You come in, you have to learn the job as you do it. In other areas, like economic support, they have a pretty extensive training period. You do not ever see an individual consumer until you've gone through at least 2-3 months of training, and that's all you do for that period of time. Many of the other divisions are not that fortunate to be able to have that kind of training opportunity. So I do think as we move forward, and we've had discussions with the exec in HR about the need to really invest in a good training program that individuals could participate in while you're continuing to run the program. So I think it's a weakness, but I think it's something we're aware of, and we're going to try to be more vigilant about doing some actual succession planning.
Because with all of your success, especially over this past year, I just hate for, as you're riding that ship, and as you eloquently stated, this weakness kind of hinders that transition that we so desperately need. So, thank you very much. Any questions, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, as a former human service worker for 11 and a half years, I understand what Ms. Lide is saying. It's pretty much baptism by fire. It's not, you don't have the leeway as you would have in other divisions to kind of have the caseload stay there and be addressed as issues come up. It's pretty much that they have to be, the workers have to be ready in order to do the work that needs to be done. I move approval of the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson moves approval. Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
On the motion, Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 4-0.
Thank you. Thank you.